Daflam and Gimel and Aleph, Itmar Nami, about 15 lines up from the bottom. Let's give a little bit of an introduction. We know, and we're familiar with two Havdalahs on Motzi Shabbos. We have Havdalah in Tefillah, and we have Havdalah ala Kos. And the Gemara has established that originally, they only had Havdalah in Tefillah. And the reason for that is that when they came on Aliyah from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael at the time of Ezra, the financial situation was they were in straits. They couldn't even afford wine. So they did not make a takona of Havdalah ala Kos. And then they got rich, so to speak, and when they were more financially based and solid, then they established Havdalah ala Kos. And what they did was they shifted Havdalah from Tefillah onto the Kos. So there was no longer Havdalah in Tefillah, and now there was Havdalah ala Kos. Then Chazru, again, they got poor again, so they went back to the original situation and they established it in Tefillah. But nevertheless, once they'd already established Havdalah Kos, they didn't want to remove Havdalah Kos entirely, so they left it as a kind of, if you have the money, then buy Havdalah Kos. If you don't have the money, then you'll be Yotzei Havdalah with Tefillah. Itmar Nami, we learned a similar brisa. Amar, oh, this is not a brisa, actually, this is an Amora. Amar Abchir Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Anshik Nesak Dola, Tiknu Lem Li Yisrael, Brochos, Utfilos, Kiddushos, Vavdolos. And now, as far as Havdalah is concerned, B'tchila, initially, Anshik Nesak Dola Kavua, they established it in Tefillah, because the people couldn't afford wine. Heshiru, now they could afford wine, Kavua ala Kos. And Chazru Vehenu, and then they became poor again. So they went back to the original situation, Kavu B'Tefillah. But nevertheless, and this is the punchline of this transmission of Rab Chiya, the name of Rab Yochanan, that Heim Amru Amavdil B'Tefillah Tzar Shi Avdal Akos. In other words, they didn't undermine the Takana of Avdal Akos. They left that Takana in its place, as it were. So you had now two Havdalahs. You have Havdalah in Tefillah and Havdalah ala Kos. Itmar Nami, and we learned the same thing. Rabbi Rav Yosef, the Amrit Ravai, they agree. Hamavdil b'Tefillah, tzarech she'yavdil ala Kos. So this is one opinion that we need both Havdalahs. We're going to soon see that there's another opinion. If you have one Havdalah, why do you need the second one? You know, one should suffice. But right now we're holding that they left the takana on the kos in its place, and therefore you need Havdalah both in Tefillah and ala kos. Omar Rabba, umosvinin ashmatin. We're going to ask a kasha from a brisa on this sugi that we just learned, that there are two Havdalahs, one in Tefillah and the other ala kos. And this brisa addresses the issue of hazkaras that were omitted. Bitos, Vatov Elohizkir Gvuras Gishonim, so you omitted Mashbruch Meregoshim, Bitrias Admesim, or alternatively, She'ela Bibirkas Hashonim, you omitted the same Talamotar in the ninth Bruch of Birkas Hashonim, Achzirin also. He has to daven again. These are critical additions, and that becomes the Matbeah Shal Tefillah. Vahavdola Bechonin Adas, Ein Machzirin also. However, there's no need in the case where he omitted Havdalah in Chonin Adas and Meir Motz Shabbos. You don't have to ask him to repeat Shmon Esen at Neisha Yochel Yomra Ala Kos. Now, the Yochel Yomra sounds like this is a fallback position in event that he omitted Havdalah in Tefillah. In other words, Lechatchila should have recited Havdalah in Tefillah, and that would have been sufficient. It's almost as if we created a kind of tashlumen, a kind of replacement, you know, a second option that in event that you did not fulfill the mitzvah of Havdalah b'Tefillah, so you have the option, a kind of a makeup of Havdalah ala Kos. And this is against the sugi that we just learned in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, or in the name of Rabbi Yosef, that Amavdil b'tefila tzarech she'yavdil hakos. The Brisa seems to indicate no. It's not that he's tzarech la'avdil hakos. It's only a makeup, an event that he forgot to be mavdil in tefila. But there's no separate, independent obligation in and of itself that's absolute and unconditional to be mavdil al hakos. Mavdil avdil hakos is a new entity that's there to replace the havdol and tefila, an event that he omitted havdol and tefila. So we're going to have to change the language of the Braisa to square with Rabbi Yochanan Lotema. We shouldn't have it in the Braisa Mipnesha Yochol Yomer al hakos, but rather Ela Ema, we should have it Mipnesha Omer al hakos, which means that he's obligated to recite it on the kos, and as a result, he has the mitzvah of havdolah both in tefillah and the kos. So it's not that they created havdolah al kos as a fallback makeup situation in an event that he left it out of tefillah, but he has to say it al kos, and there's a double chiyuv of havdolah. Now it's really interesting. It says Omar Rabba Mosvinen Ashmaitin. Now keep in mind it was Rabba together with Rabbi Yosef who had formulated the halacha of Hamavdil Mitfilah Tzarech She'yavdil Al Kos. So it's a little bit odd that it's only Rabba who asks this kasha from the Braisa, and it's not Rabbi Yosef. Like, where did Rabbi Yosef drop out? So the Tzlach in Noda Yehuda, he says that this to appreciate this, we have to introduce another sugya at the end of Pesachim. In Arvei Pesachim, Machlokas Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, what happens if somebody ate before Avdol al Akos? The din is that you're not allowed to eat before Avdol al Akos. What happens if he went ahead and he ate? So Rabbi says he can still make Avdol. Rabbi Yosef says, Eino Yochel Lahavdil. He cannot recite Avdol. So according to Rabbi Yosef, if he made a mistake and he ate something, Tom, Eino Yochel Lahavdil, he cannot make Avdol. And if that be the case, when the Braisa says, Mitnesha Yochel Lahavdil al Akos, what the Braisa has in mind is to teach me that only in a situation where he can still make Avdol HaKos, meaning that he hasn't eaten anything, then he doesn't have to be Choser Umispala. But in an event that he ate something before Avdol HaKos, he doesn't have the option of Avdol HaKos, because Torah Eino Mavdil, according to Rabbi Yosef, and therefore he'll have to go back and repeat Shmon Esrei. If that be the case, Rabbi Yosef has a very cogent way of interpreting this Braisa, and it's not a stira to his psak. Because when the Braisa says Yochel Yomer al Hakos, it's talking about a situation where a low time. But according to Rabba, even if he was toim, is Yochel Yomer al Hakos. So it must be that Yochel Avdil Hakos is only an explanation as to why he doesn't have to repeat Shmon Esrei. So the more answers, no, we have to rewrite the Braisa, and it should say Mitnesha Omer al Hakos. So if you take a look in the Dikduke Sofrim, it's Omar Rabba, and that's the Girsa that the Tzlach has. Okay.
It doesn't have any notes.
Okay. I have it Omar Rabba. Itmar Nami, we also learned in the Beis Medrash, Omar Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes, Shaal Rabbi Yossi Es Rabbi Yochanan B'Tzidon. The Amrili, others say that he asked Rabbi Shimon ben Yaakov de Min Sidon, es Rabbi Yochanan. And then Rabbi Binyamin adds, Anna Shmais, I heard it, that he asked him, Hamavdil b'tfila tzarech she'yavdil hakos olo. So the question was posed to Rabbi Yochanan. If a person recited Havdalah in tfila, does he need a second Havdalah hakos? The Amar Lei, and Rabbi Yochanan's response was Tzorach Sheyavdil Al Hakos. So Ad Kana Kof Aleph, we could really, you know, in a sense, press the return button, because at this point in the sugya, the thrust of the sugya, the Amoraim, is that we need both Havdalah in Tefillah, and if possible, Havdalah Al Hakos. Now we get to what I call Hakof HaBeis. All of a sudden, the whole issue of whether he needs two tefillos becomes an issue. So there were Amoroim who understood clearly from the get-go that you need both Havdol v'tefillah and Havdol HaKos, and now we get to a whole other school of Amoroim that vacillated back and forth about this question about whether you need two avdolas or is one sufficient. Diboylahu hamavdol akos maush yavdil b'tfila. So this is a very interesting scenario. He started with avdol akos before he even started davening ma'ariv. And now the question is there any point to adding havdalah and tefillah once he already had havdalah lakos? Omer Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak, kal v'chomer mitfilah. Uma tefillah de'ikar takanta hi amri amavdil mitfilah tzoch shi'av lakos. Amavdil lakos de'lav ikar takanta hi lo kol shkein. So again, even though the Gemara vacillates, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak reiterates and again establishes, as we saw before, that we need both Havdalah and Tefillah and Havdalah Alakos. So it's interesting. He has a Kal V'chomer, and he says the Iker Takana of Havdalah is in Tefillah. That was the original Takana. We go back to the original Takana once they were poor again. And that's the last Takana. And then we have an additional, so to speak, secondary takana to be mavdil alakos. Now, if the halacha is that if you added your avdolah to tefillah as normally you would, that nevertheless you still require a avdolah alakos, which is tafel, that's not ikar, then how much more so if you are mavdil alakos, that you certainly have to be mavdil the tefillah, because otherwise you're missing the ikar takanta. The main primary takana was to be mavdil the tefillah. Tani Rabbi Chia Aricha Kamid Rabbi Chinina. Okay, so we have someone called Rabbi Acha Aricha. He has a note here that this is Rav Acha Bar Papa, but he was called Aricha because he was very tall. He was like the tall one. I guess he was a basketball player. No, I'm just kidding. So anyway, this is what he taught in front of Rav Chinina. Hamavdil b'tfila mishubach yosef b'misha yihavdil alakos. In other words, if you have a choice between the two avdolos, then the ikar takona is hamavdil b'tfila. So he's better than the one who is mavdil alakos. In other words, the ikar takona is havdol and tfila, as we saw earlier. But v'im hivdil b'zu, if he does a double havdolah, then yanuchu lo brachos al rosho, he should be blessed with all the blessings on his head. Now it could be what he means is that hamavdil is also kvod Shabbos, because on the pasuk vayivarech elokim es yom hashvi, it says that hanizar bebirchas hamavdil u'machaber es haShabbos karo yanuchu olav birchas Shabbos. When it says vayivarech elokim, this is the Bircha Shabbos that will be chal for the next 6 days of Chol. And why? Because he recited Havdolah, and Havdolah is a kiyum of Kavod Shabbos. So if he does a double Havdolah, that's even enhancing his mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos, for sure he'll have all the brachas of Shabbos, the Vayivarech Elokim es Yom HaShvi, etc., al Rosho. So once again, we're still in that part of the world, that part of the Amoraic world, in which we assume that that both Havdolos are meaningful, the Havdol and Tefillah and the Havdol Lakos, and the perfect way, ideal way, would be to have both. So the Gemara now asks a kasha based on this tradition of Rav Chinina and Rav Acha. Hagufa kasha, I don't understand something. Amrit, he said at the beginning of the Brice, Amavdil b'tfila Mishubach Yosef Mishahivdil alakos. Alma, we see that tefillah l'chudisagi. Notice you had a choice. You could either do Avdol and tefillah or Avdol alakos. And if you opt for Avdol and tefillah, then you get the superior Shevach. But the implication is he doesn't need Avdol alakos. Right, he's saying to him, look, if you have these choices, then the best choice would be, ideally, is to be mavdil and tefillah. But there's no need for avdol alakos for hadar tani. Yet the Bryce says in hivdil b'zu b'zu yinuchlo brachas al rosho. Now, there's some problem here in halacha, because if you're telling me that all you need is Avdolah b'tefillah, then Avdolah al-Kos is a bracha sheinu tzricha. Kevan the nafik l'bachada, once he fulfilled his chiv Avdolah in tefillah, then iftar, and therefore have your bracha sheinu tzricha. If he goes ahead and he makes Avdolah al-Kos, that's a bracha sheinu tzricha. V'yomer Rav v'itema reish lokish v'yamri le Rav Yochanan reish lokish amri chavayu kol avorah bracha sheinu tzricha over mishum lo tisa shem v'shem lokech l'ashov kilo yanaka Hashem. A bracha sheinu tzricha, by definition, is a violation of lo tisa. And that, by the way, is because it's in the formula framework of a bracha. So how could the Braisa say that if he goes ahead after reciting Avdolah and Tefillah, and he recites Avdolah Kos, then Yanuchu lo brachas al rosha, when he's violating the Isra lo tisa, ela ema hachi, but rather we have to change the lashon of the Braisa, im hivdil bezu, velo hivdil bezu, Yanuchu lo brachas al rosh. And here's where the Gemara, I call it Hakafa Beis, makes an about face. And the Makshin and the Taritzin both agree that it's one Havdalah or the other, not both. And he'll get the Brachas al Rosho because he did one Havdalah and he wasn't Motzi Shem Hashem Levatolah Lashav with a second Brach. He doesn't need a second Brach al Kos. Again, if he doesn't have Havdalah in Tefillah, then he has the option, the fallback position, default of Havdalah al Kos, but Lechatchila, if he does the Iker Takana, which is Avdolah and Tefillah, then he will not be Mavdil Alakos. And this again is antithetical to everything that we've said in the first Hakafa, based on all the various Amoraim that we saw, including Rabbi Yochanan, including Rabba and Rabbi Yosef. So now the Gemara says the following. We saw earlier that if somebody did not recite Tefillah, Avdolah and Tefillah, then he should be Mavdil Alakos. In boy minei Rav Chizda, mi Rav Sheshes, Rav Chizda asked Rav Sheshes, ta'a bezu u bezu. What happens in a case, mahu, where he made a double mistake? Number one, he omitted Havdalah and Tefillah. Number two, he ate something before Havdalah al-Kos. That's a real tarti l'reus, because he's messed himself up in both Tefillah and Havdalah Kos. He messed himself in Tefillah because he omitted it. And now he ate before Havdalah Kos. And that messes up Havdalah Kos because he ate before Havdalah Mao. So what do we do? Should we just tell him now to be Havdalah Kos? Or maybe since he made a double mistake, it's not enough to tell him to be Havdalah Kos, but rather he has to go back and daven a second time. He has to be Chozel Ispalel Ulahavdil B'Tefillah, because he made this secondary mistake. It's almost as if the Gemara is saying that although Havdalah al-Kos could, in a pinch, it could be a replacement for Havdalah b'tefillah, and that becomes your, so to speak, your tashlumin for Havdalah b'tefillah. It's like Havdalah al-Kos now introduces or inserts the Havdalah into the tefillah, but now that he ate before Havdalah al-Kos, he doesn't have that option. So we go back to square one, that Havdalah b'tefillah is likuva. The whole reason why we said that Havdalah b'tefillah is not critical is because yachal lomer al hakos. Here he can't recite it on the kos, because he's going to, since he ate before Havdalah, he has undermined his Havdalah. So if he undermines Havdalah, now he needs Havdalah b'tefillah, and he has to be chozer b'tefillah. Again, you could always ask, well, let him make Havdalah hakos now, because according to one Sad Mahu, he's saying that maybe if he was Tov Mishteyam, he has to recite both Havdalahs again. Havdalah b'tefillah and Havdalah al-Kos. Well, if you're asking him to recite Havdalah al-Kos, then why does he need Havdalah b'tefillah?
He has to repeat the entire tefillah.
Right, because again, we said that if you left out Havdalah b'tefillah, the reason why you don't have to repeat tefillah is because Yafal Yomer al-Kos, and he's telling him now to repeat the Havdalah al-Kos. He writes over here in the footnote, he says, Ta bezu bezu chozer l'rosh, hakavana ta b'tefillah, ubikos, chozer, v'yomresh tehem. However, Rabbeinu Yonah's son, quoted in the sheet, has a different take. He asks the following question. The lashon of chozer l'rosh doesn't sound like it. Rav Sheshet should have said Choser u'mispalel. What's his Choser l'rosh? Therefore, he interprets that even though the halacha is like the Tanakama, that we insert Havdolah to Chonein Hadas, but nevertheless, b'di'evid, in a fallback position, if he reminds himself, oh, I forgot to recite the Havdolah, then he could insert Havdolah into Hodah, into Modim. And that means he's falling back on the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah. And this is where Rav Chisda asked the question in a situation where Taz Bezu Bezu. In other words, he not only did he omit Havdolah in Chodin Adas, but even forgot to insert it in Hodah. If he hasn't yet completed Shmonesi, what's his din? Does he have to go back to Atachonein and he puts Havdolah there, or it's enough that he goes back to Birchas Hodah and that's where he'll recite Havdolah? So Rav Sheshet's answer is Chozel Rosh. No, since the Ikar Takana is like the Chachom, like the Tanakam of that Mishnah, that Havdolah should be inserted into Atachonein, he's got to go back to Atachonein. A whole different shot in the Sugya, that's Rabbeinu Yonasan. Okay, now we're up to Daf Lamed Gimel. Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. You have that?
Yeah.
Top of Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. The Gemara now wants to come to some final conclusion about someone who is Mavdil Bitfila. Does he need Havdalah on the Kos? Which was, as we saw in Hakafa Aleph, was the opinion of many Amoraim. Amar Avina L'Rava Hilchas Amai. What's the bottom line? If he was Mabda B'Tfila, does he require Abdullah Kas or does he not? Amar Lei, so Rava said to Avina, Ki Kiddush. Let's compare Abdullah to Kiddush. Ma Kiddush, just like in Kiddush, Afal Gavli Mekadosh B'Tzloso. We have a Kiddush in the fabric of the Shmon Esrei. In the middle bracha of Shmon Esrei of Meiriv on Leil Shabbos, and nevertheless Mekadesh Gam Akosa, when he gets home, he makes Kiddush al Akos. So you see, there's a double mitzvah of Kiddush, one in Tefillah and one al Akos. Is so too mirror imaging Af Avdol Nami, the same thing. Afagav de Mavdu B'Tzlosa Mavdil Akos. He needs two Avdolas, one Avdolah that's in Tefillah and another Avdolah al Akos. And you get the impression that each Havdalah has its own nature, its own character, its own kiyum. The kiyum of Havdalah and Tefillah is maybe to separate, Isur Shabbos from Bimah Techol. The Isur Malach and the Kedusha Shabbos and the Isur Malach terminates with Havdalah. That's in Tefillah. But he needs another Havdalah Kos in order to terminate his Suda Shabbos and his Oneg and Kovet Shabbos, and now start a new meal after Avdolah Kos, which will be a Sudas Chol. Rav Soloveitchik has a long discussion about this in the Yahrzeit Shiur. Let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says,
that's Rabbi, because Shabbos will be Kos. The Rambam thinks that Avdolah Kos is Midoraisa.
That's a good question. I'm not exactly sure. I have to go back to the Rambam at the beginning of, what is it, Perek 29? So we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, that we recite Havdalah Motzi Shabbos Behodah. And not like the Chachamu who recite Havdalah in Chonin Adas, or like Rabbi Akiva who has it as a separate bracha after Kel HaKadosh. And now we're going to discuss the situation where Saturday night is the first night of Yontif. We call it Motzi Shabbat Shechal B'Yontif. Now, he's going to be davening a Yontif Shmon Esrei on that Saturday night, not a Vachadik Shmon Esrei. So there's no Chonin Adas in a Yontif Dik Shmon Esrei. It's only seven brachas, Kedushas Hayom in the middle. So there's no option to fulfill the requirement of the Chachamim, who would say that Abdullah is introduced into Atachonin, because there's not going to be an Atachonin. So as a fallback position, perhaps we should either go like Rabbi Akiva, or we should go like Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Zera Havi Rachiv Chamora, Rabbi Zera was riding on his donkey, Havakashokil V'Ozor Rabbi Chia Bar Ovin Basrei, Rabbi Chia was going behind him, walking behind him, So Rav Zeira turns to Rav Chiya Bar Av and he says to him, Vadai diarisu mishmei dirab Yochanan. Is it true what I heard in your name that you quoted in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha kirab liyezer biyontiv shechalios liachar Shabbos? That in this case where he doesn't have the option of adding Havdalah to Chonin and Das because it's Yontif and there is no weekday tefillah of Chonin and Das, so you're not able to implement the Das Chachamim Havdalah by Chonin and Das. So let's now add Havdalah into Berachas Hodah to Modin, like Rabbi Lezer would do it on every Motzi Shabbos, but at least on this Motzi Shabbos Yontif. Let's fall back on Rabbi Eliezer because we really don't have another option. On the laser, Rabbi Chiya confirms it. He says, that's exactly what I heard from Yochanan, then on Motzi Shabbos Chalilos V'Yontiv, that we should do like Rabbi Eliezer and we should be inserting Havdalah into Modin, which, by the way, is not our minute. We have Vatodienu, which we put into the middle of the Kedusha Yom, but we're in the Gemara now, so we're not in our minute. Now, Rav Zeira, after he confirms that this is exactly the way Rav Chiya transmitted the halacha in the name of Rav Yochanan, and he said to him the following, I have a kasha on you. Why? Because halacha, when you say halacha ki Rabbi Eliezer, and you were medayek, that's exactly the three words that you heard from Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha ki Rabbi Eliezer. Whenever you say halacha ki Rabbi Eliezer, it implies a machlokas. You have two opinions, a debate, and you pass like one opinion. But in this case, there shouldn't be any hachra of halacha ki so-and-so, meaning ki Rabbi Eliezer, because in this case, there's no machlokas. I mean, what are the chachom going to say? They don't have an option, like any other Motzi Shabbos, to introduce Havdalah into Atachoni. There is no Atachoni, it's Yontif. So isn't it true that it's upgraded according to everyone? No one would question the fact that you have to fall back on Rabbi Eliezer. So why do you say halacha? That in this scenario of Yom Tov Halios Yachar Shabbos Halacha Ki Rabbi Eliezer, it's not really meduyak to say Halacha Ki Rabbi Eliezer because nobody would argue about this. That was the kasha that Rabbi Zeira asked Rabbi Chiya Bar Oven, and now the Gemara is asking a kasha on the kasha of Rabbi Zeira. Velo Pligi, are you telling me that in this case everybody, even the Rabbanan, would agree that we have no option on this Yom Tov except for Hodah, Va'apliki Rabbanon, and the Gemara clarifies, we already clarified, the same with the Pliki Rabbanon B'sharim Os HaShona, but B'yotish Chalias B'shar Achar HaShav is B'pliki. You know, when they have no option of Chonin Adas, then even the Chacham would accept that Abdullah is introduced into Hodah, into Modin. So once again, Rabbi Zeir is pressing his Kasha on Rabbi Chiya, why did Rabbi Yochanan have to say Halacha Ki Rabbi Yezid, there's no Machlokas? So the Gemara again asks a kasha on a kasha. They don't understand Rav Zeira's kasha. Why? V'apoli Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva and Mishnah has Havdalah every Motzi Shabbos as a separate bracha revius unto itself. And according to Rabbi Akiva, even on Motzi Shabbos Shechalios B'yontiv, we have the option of reciting Havdalah as a separate bracha like we do every Motzi Shabbos. That would be Rabbi Akiva's opinion. And if that be the case, we needed to say halacha ki Rabbi Eliezer, not halacha ki Rabbi Eliezer against the Chachamim. The Chachamim certainly don't have any option of atachonim lo das in a case of yontif. But according to Rabbi Akiva, his regular option the whole year round of every Motzi Shabbos, namely as a bracha b'fnei atzma, that option is also available in the case of yontif. What difference is it? So therefore, perhaps, and this is where the Gemara is attacking Rabbi Zeira, perhaps the reason why Rabbi Yochanan used the language halacha, meaning hachras, halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, means hachra against Rabbi Akiva. But this kasha, the Gemara, is based on the premise that Rabbi Akiva is a very serious shita that should be reckoned with, so to speak. And that's what the Gemara is going to say now. Otu kol hashana kula mi'avdinin k'Rabbi Akiva. If there was an option the whole year round of Rabbi Akiva, then for sure you would want to know what we do on Motzi Shabbos Chalios B'yontif. But hashta neku v'navid kavose. You know, it's now on Motzei Shabbos Chalios v'yontif. For sure, we would say that we'll go like him, like Rabbi Akiva. But that's only because we consider Rabbi Akiva's shita as a viable shita. But since the whole year round, we never accepted Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's shita was rejected. So on Motzei Shabbos Chalios v'yontif, there's no reason to say that. Well, ain't halachic Rabbi Akiva, but rather halachic Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva is not on the radar screen here. So the Gemara adds here to explain why it's so posh, why was it such a milsa of pshita that ain halachic Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, Kol hashamikul my time alav dinik Rabbi Akiva. Why do we reject Rabbi Akiva the whole year round? After all, he wants to add Abdullah as a separate bracha. The answer is the Tamnei Shrei Tikkun, to Shasrei Lo Tikkun, that the Anshei Knesset Gadol only established 18 brachas and had 19 brachas. We're not going to add a separate bracha unto itself for Abdullah. And the same thing, Hokanami here too, on Motzi Shabbos, Shechalios the Yontif, is now we have to daven Yontif to Kishabbos, is Shev, 7 Tikkun. There are 7 brachas, and Tamnei Lo Tikkun, but there's no 8 brachas. And therefore, for sure, on Motzei Shabbos Chalios B'yontif, we're not going to do like Rabbi Akiva and add another bracha, a bracha miyuchedes b'fnei atzma for Abdullah, because that would jack up the numbers. And just like in a vachadik shmon esrei, the whole year round, we would not jack up the numbers like Rabbi Akiva would insist we do. We stick to our 18, 19. So too, in the case of a yontif d'kedavening, we would not add another bracha and jack up the number from 7 to 8. So basically, the underlying principle here, this Gemara, the bottom line is that we have rejected Rabbi Akiva l'alocha, and therefore it makes sense that Rabbi Zeira had only 2 other options in this scenario of Motzei Shabbos Chalios B'yontif. The two possibilities would be the Atachoni. We don't have that possibility, so the Tanakama Shita the whole year round is inapplicable. And the other shita is the Rabbi Eliezer. And basically, you've excluded all other possibilities. The only possibility that's viable for Havdalah on this Motzi Shabbos Chalios B'yontif is to insert it into Modin. And therefore, you shouldn't have said halacha. You just should have said that mavdil b'havdol, you should have said it as a separate statement. Mavdil halacha, mavdil b'hoda, or just mavdil b'hoda. What's this halacha? Ki Rabbi Eliezer, that we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. It's not a matter of paskin Rabbi Eliezer. There is simply no other option. Okay, so now we understand the kasha Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Chiya. So we have to know what Rabbi Chiya would answer, meaning why did Rabbi Yochanan use this term halacha ki Rabbi Eliezer as if it's akra against another shita? Amalei. So Rabbi Chiya responds to Rabbi Zeira, and it's true that in this case the Chacham would certainly not argue against Rabbi Eliezer, but nevertheless I use the lashon halacha. Why? Because there's another way of understanding it, which would have required the use of a different word instead of halacha. Lav halacha itmar elamatin itmar. In other words, I wanted, and Rabbi Yochanan wanted lafuke, to make it crystal clear that we shouldn't think that it's matin kirabi Eliezer, as if to say, well, you know what, let's not publicize this halacha. Yeah. You know, if we have no other choice, or somebody comes in front of us and asks us the question, we'll tell him to insert Havdalah into Hodah in this case, like Rabbi Eliezer, but it's only Matim. So again, the difference between Halacha, the word Halacha, and the word Matim, is that if you have a Shmua in the language of Halacha, like Halacha ki Rabbi Eliezer, that means it's Halacha Brura, Morin Kein Barabim, we have no inhibitions about teaching this publicly. But if you use the words Matin ki Rabbi Eliezer, it means that we wouldn't publicize this Halacha Barabim. It's only if somebody comes along and asks us the questions that we'll tell them to be knowing like Rabbi Eliezer and add Havdalah into Modin. So Lafuke Rabbi Yochanan, to exclude this possibility of Matim, he used the word Halacha, which means that we can go out public, you know, take out the foghorns and publicize it. Now, we don't understand the logic of this Havamina of Matim. Matim implies that Einonu Yodim Bebirur Shehalacha Kechachamim. But on the other hand, do the Chacham disagree with Rabbi Eliezer on Motzi Shabbos Chal Yisrael? Is there another option? So he says here in the footnote that since it's all based on Svara, on a logical deduction, he says, Yesh Tzad Lomar, there could have been a possibility to say that Gam B'yontif HaChal B'motzi Shabbos Sovrim Chacham Sheish Lomar Abdullah B'Brocha Em Tzoyos. Meaning, forget about Ata Chonein Lodav Das. That's not an option. But what's the fallback position if there's no Havdol B'Ata Chonein Lodav Das? It's not Modin, but it's somewhere in the middle bracha. There is only one middle bracha. In the case of a regular Arabis and Motzi Shabbos, you have all those brachas, and the Chacham say, we'll introduce it into Ata Chonein Lodav Das. In the case of Yontov, you only have the Kedush Sayom. That's the only bracha, that's the Emtsoyis. But somewhere in the Kedush Sayom, we should introduce Havdalah. And that was the Svar. And then we'd say, Matim, well, you know, we're inclined towards Rabbi Eliezer in this case, and if somebody asks us, we're going to tell them to introduce Havdalah into Modin, but we're not going to publicize that because the Chachamim were not so comfortable with that. They really were not pushing for the agenda of Modin. They would be pushing for the Brocha Em Tzoyis, which would be an exact mirror image parallel to Atachonim, which is in the Em Tzoyos. And in the case of Yontov, we only have one Brocha Em Tzoyis, and that's where that would be the appropriate place for Havdalah, according to the Chachamim. All that would be true if he would have used the word Matim. Instead, he goes out of his way to use the word halacha. Now, Rabbi Yochanan himself said that modim chachamim l'Rabbi Eliezer. And the Gemara is going to quote that immediately. But even that lashon of modim chacham l'Rabbi Eliezer, you don't know what that means. You know, is that the halacha gemura, or maybe it means matim? You're not sure. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan had to go out of his way to use the language halacha, and that's what Rabbi Bar Ovid is explaining. The Itmar, we learned, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi Omar Mishum Rabbeinu. Now, I'm not sure exactly who Rabbeinu is. Is that Rabbi Yudah Anossi? Let's just see what he says here. Rabbeinu HaKovna L'Rav. Oh, sometimes the word Rabbeinu is a reference to Rav and not to Rebbe. Because it doesn't make sense that Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, who's a second generation Amora, would be quoting Rabbi Yudah Anossi, who's still a Tana, but rather he was quoting Rav. Anyway, what did he say? Halacha, meaning Rabbi Eliezer b'motzoi Shabbos Chalios b'yontif. V'amri le, but there's another version, Matim. In other words, that if an individual comes to ask us, then we'll tell him the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, that he should have cited in Modim, but we're not going to publicize it, but Rabbim as a halacha psuka. So that's the second version of this statement in the name of Rav. But Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Modim Chacham L'Rabbi Eliezer L'Gavi Motzi Shabbos Chalios V'Yontiv Omrim Avdol V'Hodah V'Ein B'Zeh Machlokes Klal. Rabbi Chia Bar Ava Omar, he said in the name of Yochanan Nirim. Oh, so now we have another version. It's no longer halacha, but it's now Nirim. Nirim means it appears to us that the halacha is probably like Rabbi Eliezer in Motzi Shabbos Chalios V'Yontiv, and we insert Havdalah into Modim. But there's no really Hachra Gemura. In other words, even if the Yochi, the individual, came to ask us the question, we wouldn't tell him that, you know, if you didn't recite Havdalah in Modim, then you should go through the whole Shmoneh Esrei a second time, certain case. So we have three Lashonos now. We have a Lashon of Halacha, we have a Lashon of Matim, and then we have a Lashon called Nirim, and it goes from one Madriga down to the next. Halacha means it was never, you know, it was never an issue that we passed in like so-and-so. Matim means, well, it was an issue, but If the Yachid comes, we'll be mate the halacha like one opinion, but we won't publicize that. And Nirin means that even if the Yachid comes to ask us privately what he should do, is halacha made morin came. Those are the three levels. So again, exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said in terms of Havdol ben Modim, is it halacha or is it Nirim? We're not exactly sure at the end of the day what Rabbi Yochanan is. Omer Rav Zera Nekot, De Rabbi Chiyo Bar Abba Biyodcha. Oh, I'm sorry, I made one mistake here. This is Rabbi Chiyo Bar Abba. Before we had Rabbi Chiyo Bar Oven. So it was Rabbi Chiyo Bar Oven was the one who quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying, right, Halacha. Now Rabbi Chiyo Bar Abba has a quote of Rabbi Yochanan saying, Nirin. And Rabbi Zera says that we should go with Rabbi Chiyo Bar Abba, that Rabbi Yochanan said, Nirin. Why? Did Dayek v'gomer shmaita bipume demora shapir? He was very, very careful and meticulous always to transmit the halacha in exactly the same way that he heard it. Medagdeik u'mekabalas ha-shmua kefi bal ha-shmua heitev. So basically, when you hear Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba quoting Rav, you should know he's going to quote it verbatim exactly as he heard it. And if he says, if he heard Rabbi Yochanan saying Nirim, then that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Even though Rabbi Chiya Bar Ovin had initially submitted that Rabbi Yochanan was saying halacha, but we're going to replace that tradition, that transmission of Rabbi Chiya Bar Ovin, with the transmission of Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. And it's not halacha, but rather it's nirin, correct? The Omar Rafa, some chacham by the name Rafa, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, he said the name Rabbi Yehuda. In my text it says Rabbi Yehuda, but that's a mistake, it should say Rabbi Yehuda. Harabayas stav kafal hayavaya stav lifnim mistav. This is another example of an Amora who said over Allah in the name of his Rebbe, and he was very medagdeh and very careful about the way he heard it. And this kind of reminds me of what they say about Rabbi Baruch Ber, that, you know, when he said over the Torah from Chaim, he tried to say it exactly how he heard it from Rabbi Chaim. Some say that when he heard the Shia from Chaim, would pick up his pants that were falling a little low in the middle of the Shia, exactly when Rabbi Baruch Ber said over the Shia, exactly at that point, he would pick up his pants too. All right, I see it's getting late, so let's just make a note of where we got to. And we'll finish this up. We almost got to the Mishnah, and I was hoping we would, but we need another 5 minutes, and we'll hopefully finish that up.